verses 16 to 18. If you have a Bible, I would encourage you to turn there.
And 我们今天讲到的经文是在约翰章16到18节。
We live in a day of a lot of fear, don't we?
我们现在所面临的环境是充满了许多, 害怕, 恐惧。
But God gives us the answer in His Word for overcoming fear.
神给我们他的话语, 帮助我们来战胜恐惧。
The book of 1 John was written to Christians.
约翰一书是为基督徒所写的。
It was written to help Christians have assurance that they are saved.
这本书写作的目的就是帮助基督徒有得救的确据。
A good question for you to ask yourself is, are you saved?
我们也可以问自己这一个很好的问题，我是否已经得救了？
Have you trusted personally in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
你是不是把你的信心放在主耶稣基督身上，并且接受他做你个人的救主？
If you have, the Bible will make sense to you.
如果你已经接受救恩，那圣经对你来讲就非常有道理。
If you have not been saved, then you really can't understand the scripture the way a Christian can.
如果你还没有得救，你可能就没无法像基督徒那样来理解圣经。
That's because the Christian has the Holy Spirit living within him or her.
那是因为基督徒都有圣灵居住在他们心里。
I'm going to read the verses again, 1 John 4:16-18.
现在牧师要为我们把这一段经文, 约翰一书4章16到18节再读一遍。
And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. In this way, love is made complete among us so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. Because in this world, we are like him. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love.
神爱我们的心，我们也知道也信。神就是爱住在爱里面的，就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。这样爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全就把惧怕除去，因为惧怕里含着刑罚，惧怕的人在爱里未得完全。
We're going to look at three truths to overcoming fear from this text.
今天我们要来看战胜恐惧的三项真理。
Number one, overcoming fear is grounded in God's nature.
第一项真理，战胜恐惧乃是基于神的本性。
Verse 16 states, And we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love.
第16节说到，神爱我们的心，我们也知道也信，神就是爱。
This is where it all starts. God's character, God's nature.
一切都是从这里开始的，就是从神的本质，神的本性，神的特性。
This is the only place in the Bible where we're told very clearly, God is love in both verses 8 and 16 of this chapter.
在整本圣经里面，就只有这一章里面有两处，第八节和第十六节提到，直接说，就是直接说到神就是爱。
This is the Greek word agape, which is self-sacrificing kind of love.
这里讲到神的爱，就是希腊文里面的爱加倍这种爱 agape, 是一种自我牺牲的爱。
We see this word used in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son.
我们也在神的爱，我们也在约翰福音三章十六节里面看到，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And then the rest of John 3:16.That whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Now, the Bible tells us there's several parts to God's nature.
我们从圣经里面可以看到，神的本性有不同的部分。
Probably the most prominent part of God's character is that he is holy.
可能这个神的本质最特殊，最引起我们注意的就是神的圣洁。
That means he is completely pure, completely perfect.
神的圣洁就是指神是完全的洁净，是完美的。
But this is part of God's character as well. God is love.
在这里我们的经文也看到神的本质很重要的一个，就是神就是爱。
If we're going to grow in overcoming fear, it starts with understanding who God is. He is love.
如果我们要战胜恐惧，我们就要从这里开始，我们就是要理解神是谁，神就是爱。
So that's our first point. Overcoming fear is grounded in God's nature.
这是我们今天信息的第一个重点，要战胜恐惧乃是基于神的本性。
Our second point is overcoming fear is guaranteed for the day of judgment.
我们今天信息的第二点的第二个重点就是说，我们在审判之日的战胜恐惧乃是必然的。
This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus.
第十七节说，这样爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。
Basically, John is saying, by what I just said in verse 16, God loves us, God is love, whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him. By that's how love is perfected with us.
就如我在刚才十六节里面所说的哈，神爱我们，神就是爱，住在爱里面就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面，就是借着这样的这个过程，就是爱在我们里面得以完全。
This is how love is made complete. What does made complete mean in this verse?
这就是爱能够得以完全，爱是怎么样的完全，得以完全呢？
As it shows there on the screen, brought closer to completion, matured, progressing toward its goal, and it's in the perfect tense in Greek, in the original language, so that it's a point action in the past with ongoing continuing results.
什么叫做得以完全呢？就是指着更靠近完全、成熟、更趋向目标。这个希腊文这个字是一个完成式，就是指过去的一个行动，具有一个持续性的结果。
And I have a quote there for you from a commentator named Stott, who said, John is not suggesting that any Christian's love could in this life be flawlessly perfect, but rather developed and mature, set fixedly upon God.
在这里我引用史达特的所说的一段话，他指出使徒约翰并非暗示任何一位基督徒的爱在今生能够完美无缺，其实他是说基督徒定，如果我们定睛在神的身上，他的爱就能够发展成熟。
And then another commentator by the name of D. Edmund Hebert writes, God's love has reached its goal in our lives when we also love and communicate it to others. His love is the inspiration and abiding companion to our love.
在这里我又引用了艾德蒙·希波特博士所说的一段话，他说当我们也能彼此相爱，并且把爱传达给别人，神的爱已经达到他在我们生命中的目标。神的爱激励我们彼此相爱，并且神的爱与我们常相伴随。
We don't love as much as we should.
我们在爱人上总是有亏欠，应该可以爱得更多，却没有爱到。
Our love needs to grow.
我们的爱需要增长。
I need to be increasing in love.
我必须要在爱心上更加的增长。
On August 21st, something special happened. Do you know what it was?
在8月21号有一件特别事情发生了，你知道是什么吗？
Stephanie, you just said it to Zishwin, didn't you? Okay. What was it, Steph? You can turn off your mic for a second.
It's when you married Mom.
That's right. It was our 27th anniversary.
8月21号是我跟我太太结婚27周年纪念日。
And, I don't know if I can show this or not. Maybe I can do this.Yeah, that's on my phone.
大家可以看到我电话上有我跟我妻子的照片。
Okay, it doesn't come through great, but you can see two very young people.
虽然你们看的不是太清楚，但是你大概可以知道有那是两个年轻人。
And now I've got all this gray hair.
现在我的这个胡须都有点变灰色了。
So, why do I even mention this? Well, in that picture that I just showed you on my phone, I thought I loved Karen a lot right there.
我为什么跟你们提这个呢？因为从我的电话上看到我的太太，我觉得我很爱我的太太凯伦。
And I did.
我的确很爱她。
But our love has grown.
我们的爱也在一直在增长之中。
Those of you who have been married for some time know what I'm talking about.
如果你结婚已经有比较长久的一段时间，你大概可以理解我的意思。
Your love grows.
你们彼此相爱是不断，这个爱不断增长。
And Karen's not here with me. She almost decided to stay, but I said, yeah, you should go to our church. But, I love her more today than I ever have.
虽然我的太太现在不在我身边，她是去我们平常聚会的教会聚会，她几乎要留下来。我要跟她说，我真的是对越来越爱她。
And I think she would say the same thing.
我认为她也对我的爱也是如此。
Now sometimes we drive each other crazy.
虽然有的时候我们会惹怒就是说会让对方不高兴。
Because we still sin against each other.
因为我们还是会犯罪得罪对方。
But we repent of that and ask each other for forgiveness.
然而我们会悔改，然后我们会要求 对方来原谅，我们彼此原饶恕。
But love must grow.
然而爱是一定要不断持续增长的。
The Bible goes on to say, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment.
这个经文继续说到说我们在这个审判之日可以坦然无惧。
And confidence is defined as it has on the screen there, a state of boldness, courage, or fearlessness, especially in the presence of persons of high rank.
这里坦然无惧英文是用确信这个字。这个字的意思呢就是指要大胆、勇敢、无畏的状态，特别是在有尊贵地位的人面前。
And when we stand before God someday, we will be standing before the person of highest rank.
有一天我们要站在神的面前，我们就是站在那至高者的面前，神是超越一切，是最尊贵的主。
The verse speaks of on the day of judgment. We can pray for the day of accountability.
这一节经文十七节也提到审判之日，这个审判之日也可以说就是为了交账之日。
This probably refers to the judgment seat of Christ, which will be for believers only for the distribution of rewards.
这可能指的这个审判之日就是指可能指的就是基督台前的审判。这是单单为基督徒所预备的，是为分派奖赏的审判。
There will also be a day of judgment for unbelievers.
对于不相信神的人，也有审判的一天。
That's a different judgment.
那是不同的审判。
This is speaking about confidence on the day of judgment for Christians.
这里所讲到审判之日能够坦然无惧，指的是指为基督徒所预备的审判。
D. Edmund Hebert writes, We accept that the rapture and our appearing before Christ at the judgment seat are involved. In that solemn day, the believer, because of the transforming love that has worked in his life, will have confidence.That he will be received by Christ in spite of the imperfections in his life.
这个爱德蒙·希波特博士曾经这样写道，我们可以接受这样的事，基督徒被提和我们站立在基督台前的审判切切相关，在那庄严的那一天，因为神的爱能够在基督徒生命中运作，产生转变，使这个信徒将有确信，他将会被基督接纳，虽然他的一生有许多不完全之处。
And I didn't have this on the screen, but 2 Corinthians chapter 5 talks about this. Chapter 5 and verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10. I'll read that in the NIV, and then Ruby, you can read it in Mandarin. 2 Corinthians 5:10. For we must all appear...before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive what is due us for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad.
这里荧幕上没有打出来，但是这一节经节也很重要，就是在哥林多后书第五章第十节，因为我们众人必要在基督的台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的或善或恶受报。
So that we might have confidence at the judgment seat of Christ.
所以我们在审判之日可以坦然无惧。
And then, you know, looking back at our text, the next phrase says, because in this world we are like him.
在十七节最后 一段讲到说因为他如何我们在世上也如何。
This could better be translated as Christ is, so are we in this world.
这里中文已经翻译得很清楚，就是英文稍微不是那么直接，更好的翻译也许是这样，就像基督是基督是怎样的，我们在这世界上也是怎样的。
Where is Christ located right now?
请问基督现在在哪里呢？
Where is Jesus right now?
此时此刻耶稣基督在哪里呢？
Do you know?
你们知道吗？
I would say he's at the Father's right hand.
我会这样回答，主耶稣现在在父神右手边。
What state is Jesus in before the Father?
再有一个问题，耶稣基督在父神面前的地位状态是怎样呢？
He's beloved and cherished and accepted.
耶稣基督是神所深爱、所宝贵、所接纳的。
So what does that mean that we are? It means that we are beloved and cherished and accepted.
那耶稣在神面前的地位对我们有什么意思意义呢？那就表示说，我们在父神的面前，我们也是蒙神所深爱、所宝贵、所接纳的。
As Jesus is.So are we in this world.
因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。
God could no sooner reject you than he could his own son.
神既然不会拒绝他的独生子耶稣基督，也不会拒绝我们这些相信耶稣基督的人。
Now that's a statement.That's an amazing statement.
现在我们再回到来看 这项陈述在荧幕上有打出来，这是非常令人惊异赞叹的一项陈述。
Commentator and pastor John MacArthur writes this, This stunning statement means the Father treats the saints the same way he does the Son, Jesus Christ. God clothes believers with the righteousness of Christ,and grants the Son's perfect love and obedience. Someday, believers will stand before God's throne as confidently as their Lord and Savior does. When they reach that final accounting, they will see the fulfillment of 1 John 3:2b. We, believers, know that when he appears, we will be like him, because we will see him just as he is.
这一段叙述是约翰麦克阿瑟牧师所写的，他也是一位解经家。他是这样说，这令人惊异的陈述意味着父神对待众圣徒与他对待他儿子耶稣基督一样，神使信徒穿上基督的衣袍，并且赐下他儿子完全的爱与顺服。有一天信徒将坦然无惧地站在神的宝座面前，就如同他们的救主主耶稣坦然无惧地站在父神面前一样。当他们达到最终交账时刻，他们将会看见约翰一书三章第二节后段所说的这句话的实现。但我们知道主若显现，我们必要向他，因为必得见他的真体。
These words are from the song Before the Throne of God Above. One with himself, I cannot die. My soul is purchased by his blood. My life is hid with Christ on high, with Christ my Savior and my God.
牧师现在跟我们分享的这一段话是从一首歌的歌词里面取出来的，就是在至高天上神宝座前一首英文诗歌。这歌词说，与神同在我必不死，主宝血买赎我的灵魂，我的生命藏在基督里，与基督一同藏在天上，与 我的与我的救主我的神同在。
That gives me goosebumps to think about.
这个有的时候会让我都会有产生战栗之感。
My acceptance with God is not based on my works or my performance.
我之所以能够被神接纳，并不是基于我自己的行为，我的表现。
My acceptance with God is based on my connection with His Son.
我之所以能够被神所接纳，乃是在于我与神的儿子耶稣基督有连结。
What is the opposite of fear?
恐惧的相反是什么呢?
Many would say that the opposite of fear is confidence.
很多人也许会说，跟恐惧相对，反义的词就是自信。
But according to the Bible, what is the opposite of fear?
然而圣经上怎么说呢?这个恐惧的反义词是什么呢?
The opposite of fear is love.
圣经上说，恐惧的相反就是爱。
What causes a loved one to run into a burning house to save their child?
如果说房子着火了，那有一个人因为他所爱的孩子在里面，他就会不顾一切的冲进去来拯救他所爱的孩子。这是什么造成的呢?
Excuse me, that dad or that mom would run into that burning house to get their son or their daughter.
房子着火了，父亲或母亲可能就会冲进去不顾一切的来拯救他的小孩，儿子或女儿。
Normally we would be afraid of fires, but because of love for their child, they would go into that burning house.
一般来讲，我们都会害怕，被火烧伤。然而，因为这个父母对孩子的爱，他们就会不顾一切来，冲进去来拯救孩子。
Fear is the opposite of love.
恐惧是爱的相反。
Fear focuses on self. Love focuses on others.
恐惧是聚焦在自己，然而，爱却是把焦点放在别人、他人身上。
Perfect love casts out fear.
完全的爱就把惧怕除去。
And this is our third point, as is up on the screen. Overcoming fear is gained by mature love.
这也就是我们今天所要讲的第三个重点。战胜恐惧是来自成熟之爱。
Part of this fear is fear of judgment that we overcome.
我们所要战胜的恐惧是什么呢？这个恐惧的一部分可能是与审判有关。
So that we may have confidence in the day of judgment, because as Jesus is, so also are we in this world.
所以我们在审判之日可以坦然无惧，因为他在世上如何，我们在世上也如何。
The Bible says that fear involves punishment.
圣经里面讲到说，恐惧是与惩罚有关。
Fear has in itself something of the nature of punishment.
恐惧在它的本质上就是有这个惩罚的意思。
To fear is to begin to suffer punishment already.
Pardon me, can you say that again?
Sure. And I'm I am reading from letter C in the bold print in the notes that I sent. To fear is to begin to suffer punishment already.
当我们在开始恐惧的时候，我们就已经在为惩罚而受苦了。
And that was written by a man by the name of John Stott.
这也是刚刚我所引用的史达特那位 作者所写的。
You know, I imagine that this is what it was like in the Garden of Eden right after Adam and Eve sinned.
我想这就好像在亚当夏娃吃了禁果在伊甸园里的光景。
The Bible says in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 10, Adam answered, I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid.
在创世纪第三章第十节是这样记载着，亚当说，我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身肉体，我便藏了。
I bet that Adam used to say something like, Hey Eve, God's coming, let's go see him.
我想在他们犯罪以前，亚当会怎么说呢？嗨，夏娃呀，神要过来了，我们一起去看神吧。
Or Eve probably said, Adam, I hear the Creator coming. Come, let's go talk to him.
夏娃在他们在犯罪前也可能会说，会跟亚当说，亚当，你看神这个创物主创造者要来到创物主来要来到了，让我们一起去看看他吧。
But what did they do after they sinned?
然而他们在犯罪堕落以后，他们做了是什么呢？
They went and they hid.
他们就躲藏起来了。
They were afraid.
他们是很害怕。
Fear has to do with punishment.
恐惧是跟惩罚有关的。
And then as it says on the bottom of your screen, the one who fears is not made perfect in love.
有惧怕的人就是在爱，会惧怕的人在爱里面还没有得到完全。
The book of 1 John is the book of assurance about how to know that you're saved.
约翰一书这本书就是关于得救的确据，让我们确切的知道我们已经得救了。
If you have doubts about your salvation, read 1 John.
如果你对于你自己是否得救、救恩还有一些怀疑，请读约翰一书。
You know, I just read the bottom of the screen, the one who fears is not made perfect in love.
让我再读一次这句话，惧怕的人在爱里面未得完全。
In other words, this person is showing that he or she is not truly saved if they are characterized by fear of judgment.
如果一个人很容易就看出来是惧怕审判，那这个人就表现出来他还没有真正得救。
Now let me give you three applications.
让我给你给大家提出三项应用。
Number one, you do not have to fear the judgment of God.
第一项应用就是你不必惧怕神的审判。
But that's only if you're saved.
这个是只有在你已经得救的情况下成立。
That's only if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior.
唯有你已经接受耶稣基督为你的救主和个人的主、生活的主、生命的主，那你就已经得救，不必惧怕神的审判。
Let me quote for you John 3:16.For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
让我再引用一下约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
if you're saved, you don't have to be afraid of God's judgment.
如果你已经得救，你的确不必惧怕神的审判。
You are as accepted as Christ is.
就像神接纳基督一样，神也接纳信耶稣基督的人。
The Bible says, as Jesus is, so are we in this world.
在今天的经文上有说过，因为他如何，我们在世上也如何。
We are just like him.
我们就是要效法耶稣基督，就要像耶稣一样。
Number two, you do not have to fear death.
第二个应用就是说，你不必再惧怕死亡。
Are you afraid to die?
你是否惧怕死亡呢?
During the week, I am a hospice chaplain for OSF.
也许你们知道，在平常周间，我是 OSF 的医院的牧师。
And on the weekends, on Sunday, I'm an on-call chaplain for Proctor Hospital.
周末的时候我也为 Proctor 医院，就是那些病重病危的人的来牧养他们。
I was actually at Proctor Hospital for an hour before this service.
事实上我在来参加你们逐日崇拜之前，我就是在那个Proctor 医院在那里服务。
And I'm going to go back to Proctor for a couple hours this afternoon.
今天下午我还是要回到Proctor 医院 来照顾那些人。
I talk to sick people all the time.
我经常跟那些生病的人谈话。
People many times who are about to die.
常常这些人在面临死亡的时候。
If you're not ready to die, you're really not ready to live.
你其实如果没有准备好面对死亡，你就没有准备好来面对活着。
Knowing Jesus gives us confidence.
认识耶稣基督给我们这样的确信。
What's the worst thing that could happen?
到底最坏，什么是最坏的事情能够发生呢？
Well, that we die.
最坏的事情也就是我们死了。
Well, for the Christian, that's not so bad.
对基督徒来讲，那并不是太坏的一件事。
The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
因为圣经告诉我们，当我们离开这个世界，我们就是与主耶稣同在。
You do not have to fear death.
我们不必惧怕死亡。
And number three, you do not have to fear COVID-19.
第三点就是我们不必惧怕新冠肺炎。
Yes, we should take precautions.
没错，我们应该要注意防范。
And it's nice to see many of you with no masks on.
我很高兴看到你们之间很多人并没有戴口罩。
It's easier to do that over a computer.
因为我们在线上聚会，所以我们不必戴口罩。
So yes, we should take precautions, but we don't have to live in fear.
的确，我们是应该要小心防备，但是我们不必活在恐惧当中。
We don't have to be gripped by it, to be consumed by it.
我们没有必要被这病毒掌握，也千万不要被这病毒给吃定了。
Love God and love others.
我们就是要爱神爱人。
And I have a quote here from Martin Luther that I would like to share with you. Good, it's there on the screen. There was a plague that swept through Wittenberg, Germany in 1527.
我在这里想跟大家分享马丁路德所说的一句话，在他那个时代1527年，那时候也有瘟疫横扫德国的维顿堡。
And Martin Luther wrote this actually to another pastor who asked him for advice on how to respond to the plague.
And 马丁路德这段话就是他回答有一位牧师向他请教应该面对这个瘟疫横行应该要怎么样面对呢
He said, I shall ask God mercifully to protect us. Then I shall fumigate, help purify the air, administer medicine, and take it. I shall avoid places and persons where my presence is not needed,in order not to become contaminated and thus perchance infect and pollute others and so cause their death as a result of my negligence. If God should wish to take me, he will surely find me. And I have done what he has expected of me, and so I am not responsible for either my own death or the death of others.
马丁路德如此说我将求神怜悯保护我们然后我将用烟熏消毒的方法来 除害帮忙 洁净空气提供药物并且服用药物我会避免那些我不必去的地方以及我不必见的人因为为的是要避免被传染这样也避免万一我被传染后又传染给其他人以免因我的疏忽导致别人死亡如果神想要我带我离世他一定会找得到我我已经做了他期望我做的事所以我不必为自己的死亡或是别人的死亡负责任
If my neighbor needs me, however, I shall not avoid place or person, but will go freely as stated above. See, this is such a God-fearing faith.Because it is neither brash nor foolhardy and does not tempt God.
然而如果我的邻居需要我我就不会避免这个地方或这个人我就会自由地去如同我上面所说的你看这是出于敬畏神的信心因为这并非率性大胆也并不是愚蠢固执也不是试探神。
I thought his words were pretty fitting for our COVID-19 day today.
我认为马丁路德所讲的这一段话对于我们今天在新冠肺炎疫情威胁下是非常适用的。
Because we don't have to be afraid of any of it. We don't have to be afraid of COVID-19.
因为我们实在不必惧怕任何事情，我们不必惧怕新冠肺炎。
And this is true for whatever area, whatever you might be afraid of in your life.
不管我们生活中遇到任何事情，让我们心生恐惧，我们都可以都可以从这些话里面得到帮助。
What are you afraid of?
请问你害怕的是什么呢？
Perfect love, maturing love, will throw that fear away.
成熟的爱，完全的爱，就会把这些惧怕给驱除。
So, the three points that I talked to you today about were, number one, overcoming fear is grounded in God's nature.
所以我今天的信息的重点第一点就是战胜恐惧是基于神的本性。
God is love.
神就是爱。
Secondly, overcoming fear is guaranteed for the day of judgment.
第二点在审判之日战胜恐惧是必然的。
You don't have to be afraid of that day.
我们不必害怕神的审判如果你信主的话。
And overcoming fear is gained by mature love.
第三点，战胜恐惧是来自于成熟之爱。
As your love for God and others grows and matures, your perfect love will give you great confidence for the coming judgment and allow you to face anything fearful the world, the flesh, and the devil may throw your way.
随着你对神对人的爱不断成长成熟，在即将来临的审判之日，你完全的爱已经被完全的爱将赋予你坦然无惧的确信，并且使你能够面对来自这个世界上肉体上以及魔鬼恶者可能投石给你的任何令人恐惧的事。
Perfect love will overcome fear.
完全的爱必将战胜恐惧。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天父，
Thank you for your word.
我们为你所赐下的话语深深感谢。
It is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path.
你的话就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Help us to not live in fear.
帮助我们不要活在恐惧当中。
Help us to know you better.
帮助我们能够更认识你。
I pray for that person listening today who is not a Christian.
我为在我们听众当中还没有相信你、接受你的人来祷告。
I pray that he or she will repent, believe, and Christ receive.
我为他们祷告，是希望他们能够悔改，能够接受主耶稣基督。
And for Christians, that you will help us, Lord, to grow in our love.
我也要为在今天在场的所有的基督徒祷告，求主帮助我们在你的爱里面成长。
That we will love you more and love others more.
这样我们能够爱主你更多，也能够彼此相爱，爱弟兄姐妹更多。
So that we can overcome fear.